and welcome to the Fiorella Files. I'm your hostess, Fiorella Nash, sometimes known by my nom de plume, Fiorella De Maria. I'm a writer of crime fiction and historical novels, and an incorrigible bibliophile. It's wonderful to be making a programme on pretty much my favourite subject, books. On my show, I will be introducing you to books, classic and contemporary, that you must read, should enjoy reading, or should not touch with an 11-foot barge pole. Once a month, I will also be doing my special edition children's book show involving younger reviewers talking about and sharing their favourite books. Now, I have just returned from a fabulous holiday to the seaside. I'm not really a beach person, I have to admit, but there is nothing more lovely than sunny weather, and we do get a bit of it in England, and your children running around, building sandcastles, splashing around in the water, and just having a wonderful time, eating ice creams, fighting off seagulls. There are a lot of seagulls, and my children are extremely combative, but it was a great holiday, and it gave me plenty of time, of course, to read. And nothing says a little light seaside reading than the non-fiction book I'm going to share with you during the first part of this programme. What more suitable book could any woman take to the beach than A People's Tragedy by Orlando Figes, a book about the Russian Revolution? Well, I enjoyed it, and it did not take away from the beauty of the surroundings in which I was reading. But let me tell you, A People's Tragedy is a really great book. And I hesitated a little bit to read it just because of the sheer size of the thing. You know, I'm a busy woman, I've got four children, it's quite difficult for me to get stuck into a great big tome. And Orlando Figes, his book is very comprehensive. And I was a bit worried as well, because I thought, is this going to be another Gulag Archipelago? Is it going to send me on some great big emotional roller coaster through the horrors of the Soviet system? I'm not sure I quite have the resilience to cope with another book like that quite so soon. But what this book actually is a very, very comprehensive, meticulously researched, very much academic look at the events leading up to the Russian Revolution, both the revolutions, and all the events that occurred during that very bloody period, ending with the advent of Stalinism. It is incredibly meticulous. The detail is absolutely mind-blowing. I find it incredible to think that any writer could go into a subject in quite this much detail. It took him many years to write this, and you can see why. Orlando Figes is a British historian. He's a professor of history at the University of London's Birkbeck College, and he is an expert on Russian and European history. And it really shows. A People's Tragedy was in fact published back in 1996, but he started writing it in 1989. That's when I say it took him a while. He is very well regarded as a historian. He is extremely critical of the Putin administration, and it does show in this book. In fact, in the introduction to the book, which was obviously written much more recently, he is very, very critical of the failure of the Russian people to take seriously the horrors of their past. It is quite noticeable, I don't know who else has noticed this, that Russia seems to take a very different view of its history than, say, the Germans. If you go to Germany, you can be absolutely certain you will not see anything with swastikas on it for sale. You will not see portraits of Adolf Hitler, and for very obvious reasons. I do not have to explain why the swastika is illegal in Germany. And the German people have very, very sensitively and courageously, in my opinion, confronted the evil of their past and made huge efforts to ensure that the horrors of Nazi Germany can never be repeated. I was terribly sad. Years ago, we had a German au pair, wonderful girl, who was from East Berlin. In fact, her parents had grown up in the GDR and her grandparents had grown up in Nazi Germany. So pretty tragic family history, really. And she said to me once that she feels embarrassed about being German. She said she still feels, and a lot of Germans still feel, they have to apologise to the world for what happened. And I said to her, you know, please don't. I hate the idea that you feel burdened by events that happened not only before you were born, but before your parents were born and when your grandparents were only children. I mean, when I was growing up, our grandparents fought in the war. So if you were German, it was kind of, what were your grandparents doing during the war? That's not even the case anymore. It's falling so far into history. And I said to her, you know, I have huge respect for the German people because I think you have not hesitated to try to put right the wrongs of the past. You have not attempted to excuse yourselves. You've not attempted to whitewash what happened. And I think personally that is the only way a country can deal with